This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed. Ben Thomas has more.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's interior ministry says that fires from an early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abqaiq have been extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks that are attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Edward Uranian has more on the attacks.
Saturday's attack comes as the Saudi oil giant Aramco prepares to publicly sell shares in the company, leading some analysts to speculate the attacks were meant to depress the value of the company when its shares go on the market. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghan border opened fire at two locations. From Washington, this is VOA. Joshua Wong is one of the leaders